Okay, Francois, do you have the script there?
Yep.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and get started.
So I'm calling to order the St. Bertholdt Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing at 5:15 on February 17th, 2021. Commissioners present are myself, Nicholas, Barb, Justine Orlando, Richard Henderson, and present, and
Think Doug just popped in.
okay.
Yeah, he's here.
I don't remember Doug's last name. Doug
Miller.
Miller, Doug Miller. And absent is Susan Townbridge.
Yep. That's
Or
it.
is okay. So today the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the St. Bertholdt Area Conservation Architectural Conservation District. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, so first up we have 31 Cumberland Street. And let's see, who's here to represent 31 Cumberland?
I am Dana Cohen, the
Dana.
architect.
Thank you, Dana. Dana, I know this is a simple project, but we have you here under a technicality. So we'll just have you explain the presentation and then we'll go to comments and we'll have you on your way in no time, okay?
Okay, great. Great, thank you. So, good evening, commissioners. Thank you for being here. This project, the owners of this property are now, like many, working from home, and they are hoping to add a little bit of exercise equipment space by taking over this small porch that they don't use. We hope to infill it in a way that makes as little changes as possible. It is kind of dark and cavernous anyways, but we hope to just reuse the existing door, move it forward to the plane of the brick wall, and paint it, finish it similarly to the well, what's there, and also the doors you can see down at the bottom of the screen on the right-hand picture, that color. We would leave the patio, I'm sorry, the balcony railing in place as like a Juliet balcony, so you could open the doors and get some fresh air, have some have that as the guardrail, so it would look, very similar, but actually I think it would be an improvement not to have that dark hole in the facade. So pretty simple ask.
And Dana, this isn't an original feature of the structure, right? This was added sometime after it was originally constructed.
And this is the rear, obviously the rear facing facade into the alleyway, but although you can see it down the corridor of the Southwest Corridor path. So this is just again showing you the bits and pieces of the original, sorry, of what's there now, the existing. So we would just use those same doors, move them up to into the plane. We'd infill the space between the arch of the bricks similarly to the right-hand picture, and just do away with that small outdoor space which the owners don't use anyways.
Anything else the commissioner should know, Dana?
I don't think so. Bobby Ernest from FBN Construction, who's the they're the contractor, he's also here with us in case you have any questions about means or methods, but that's pretty straightforward.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Sure. Commissioners, you can see my staff comments there. I'm making a recommendation to approve as submitted. You'll also, just in regards to the staff comments, our area of purview is obviously the Southwest Corridor. I think we've all established the fact that the alley views aren't really significant, but as a matter of process, we do have to have you approve this project. So with that said, I will turn that over to you.
I would move that we follow the staff comments.
That's great, Francois, but I think we should take public comment before we do that.
Okay, all right.
Yep. Do you want to read your little script there with public comment?
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So this is the public comment.
This is the public comment. All right, let's see. I do not see anyone's hand that is raised. So we can end the public comment there. And before we go ahead and make a determination, Justine, did you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, Francois, if you want to go ahead and make that motion again, we can go ahead and take a vote.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to support the project and the staff comments.
Okay, so approved as submitted?
Yeah.
Great.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That motion passes.
Perfect. Okay. So Dana, you're all set. This was approved as submitted. I will get you an approval in the next week or so, and you're good to go. You can use that approval to bring to the building department, and we will sign off on that electronically. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right. Have a great day.
Be care.
Thanks, Bobby. All right. And I believe I did see Ellen come in here for the next application. Francois, do you just want to go ahead and read the description for 249 West Newton Street?
Let's see.
Sorry, do you want me to do it? I can.
Yeah, I still am not able to review a lot of documents when I
gotcha. Okay. So 249 West Newton Street, and it's that front facade replace three garden level windows, and then at the rear facade, install new HVAC equipment on the side facade. And Ellen, the representative for this project, I believe just showed up. Ellen, are you here? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. You?
Great. Thank you very much for coming tonight. So why don't you just go ahead and explain what the project consists of, and then we can give you our comments and move forward.
So if we move to the back side of the building, which is overseeing a private alley, as you see here, and in the areas of black line around it are the three windows that are being discussed here in terms of the process. And if you see that area there, we want to put a Mitsubishi heating and cooling unit on the wall there between the most right-hand window and the center window. And I think the next picture shows you sort of the placement area. I hope I got that right in terms of which side. Whoops, the other way. Between the left-hand side and the center one. And then there's a insert that goes into the building right above it. And this is a unit that basically is very quiet, less than the air conditioner that sits on the other side over there that's currently in place for cooling. But this would be used for both heating and cooling. And that process would come into the house directly.
Great. And the color of the HVAC unit, Ellen?
It's basically a dark beige. Okay. It doesn't have any choices, unfortunately. We would love to have it been more red brick kind of color. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come in that. So yep. Very, very similar to the actual junction box that's already on that wall. It's not part of our stuff, but you're basically for the building itself that goes up through that same area.
Okay. And have you received any comments from your neighbors or the folks that live below you? Is there any concern about noise from them?
No, they have not said a word. We explained that to them in the Mitsubishi unit, and their answer was, well, we'd like one too.
Great. Okay. And then do you want to...
It's space for electric heating, and none of them have air conditioning internally.
Sure. And then the front of the property, the three garden level windows, do you want to explain what's going on there?
So those garden windows, I don't know how old they are, but they leak not only air, but water at this point in time and need to be replaced. Unfortunately, they're not something that you can find a specific type for. So we will go to JB Sash and Company to have windows made specifically for this area with the same kind of frosted glass and black contour to the outside in terms of the rim and things. So they will be the same, except better quality and non-leaking.
Great. And you're not enlarging the window openings, right? It's staying the exact same size?
Exact same size.
Okay.
They'd be really hard.
Great. And are you swapping out, you're not doing anything with the metal liner? I guess you would almost call it like a window well, or you're not touching those, correct?
No, we are not.
Okay. So I think that's it. Ellen, anything else that you'd like to add for the project?
No, on the back side, I think you and I talked about, Nicholas, the fact that those grates on the back windows in the very back, which are not historic, in fact, we're going to take off.
Those are fine. That would be exempt from our review because they're not visible from the street.
Okay.
So commissioners, I'll hand this over to you. I'm making the recommendation to approve the project with some sort of screening on the rear for the condenser, because you can likely see this from St. Patul Street. Is that correct, Ellen? There's that little gap in the street.
You have to walk into the alley itself to be able to see where this area would be, because it's off to the more left-hand side. And if the tree is in, now you can see it because there's a tree actually in front of it eventually that will leaf out and you won't be able to see it in the spring and summer at all.
Yeah. Okay. So can you guys see the map that I have on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. So my concern here is that it would be visible from this perspective during the winter. Obviously during the summer months, there are so many trees back here that it would be minimally visible. So I would just recommend that either, you know, a small screening or even you could paint it. I know they don't come in different colors, but I have had some folks on Beacon Hill that have painted it a red brick to blend into the background. Okay. And then in terms of the front windows, I would recommend just a two light window, either casement or sliders. I don't know if I would recommend the frosted glass, but I'll leave that to you, commissioners.
Ellen, is there a reason for the frosted glass, or is it just recreating what's already there?
Recreating what's already there. It doesn't really matter to us one way or the other. I just brought it up because they're frosted now. I don't even know when they became frosted or if that's actually a side effect. Leaking window pane. I don't know.
I mean, I think my preference would be not frosted. I don't think there's a lot of frosted glass in the neighborhood. So
this is how we acquired the property. So I thought that was maybe something we had to maintain.
I mean, if the owners are indifferent, I mean, my inclination would be to just use, you know, non-frosted glass.
Great.
I agree.
And commissioners, what are your thoughts on the condenser at the rear? Do you think it needs to be shielded or painted?
How far out does it protrude from the wall? What's its depth?
Probably about, I would say 15 inches or so. Do you think that's correct, Ellen?
Yes, they're very thin. It's a process.
And it's bracket mounted to the brick? So I guess in the short term, I feel like it would look nicer to have some sort of shield from that opening on St. Patul, but I do also worry about the maintenance of that long term and if the condenser might look better 5+ years from now than a deteriorated fence that's hung up on the wall and hard to maintain. Mm.
Nick, how well has the paint held up on the Beacon Hill units?
They've held up pretty well. So you do have to prime it, the metal surface, but it is possible, and it is semi-permanent, if for lack of a better term. So, and then of course it could be repainted. So the options there. Again, though, you're only going to see them probably only in the winter months because there's so much foliage back there.
I think as a matter of precedent, it might make sense to have it painted.
Yeah.
If others are coming along, it might be, you know, in more visible locations.
Richard, painted versus having some kind of shield on?
I think maybe we leave it either way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could make a question. Directly painting it apparently violates the warranty for the Mitsubishi unit.
Ooh.
I think that perhaps maybe putting something over the surface of it, you know, standing off of it might be the better choice, if that's okay with you guys. I don't know if those people.
Ellen, do you know if the Mitsubishi asks for any specifications as to like the clearance between the condensing unit and, you know, a shield?
Mm. No, I don't know, but we can certainly find that out. I think that would probably be the better option. In terms of it.
I just wonder, you know, if we're trying to shield it and we're making a huge box around it, are we gaining anything from that?
I think that if you leave it open at the, you know, the box is basically three sides rather than all of them. If you leave the top and bottom open for airflow, because it needs that airflow to be able to you know, create the condenser issue.
I was thinking maybe you only need to shield it on one side. So let me see if I can figure out this drawing tool again.
I think one side would be fine in this circumstance. I know the gap we're looking at.
So if we had some sort of you know, two brackets and then maybe a board that just covered the width, I think that would be sufficient. I don't think we need to shield the entire thing because the other way is basically an alley.
Okay, so is the shield only on one? I just want to make sure I understand. On one side of the unit, not across it.
I'm recommending only one side would be necessary. We'd have to wait until the commissioners made their motion, but that would be my recommendation. So, do you see just right how I have this little kind of drawing here?
I do, but
yeah. So just we would have it on one side that would shield it from the area of the purview of the commission.
Perfect.
Yep.
And what color would the shield be?
Well, we all know that Doug likes pressure treated wood. So I was thinking that.
Yeah. And just like cheaply paint it too.
Yeah.
Like quickly just slap some paint on it. So
it feels acrylic. Just, you know.
Sorry, Ellen. We could do it, you know, just a regular wood, a non pressure treated wood.
And cedar preferred, or, you know, cedar would be
cedar. Preferred. Yeah. And then, in terms of the front windows, what type of window were we thinking? Ellen, the proposal. I didn't get the drawings, but. The proposal, were you thinking of slide, like one window with a slider or a casement window that folds out? What were your thoughts there?
We have no preference in regards to which way that would be. The likelihood of opening them is extremely low. We just want to make sure that they don't leak. So, you know, basically don't have to be custom because there's nobody who cares about that side window per se. So if you tell us that you want it to slide or tilt in, there's no preference on our part.
I would recommend a slider to the commission.
I agree with slider.
Yeah.
And again, no need to frost.
Great.
I agree on the frosting. Yeah, no frosting.
Great. Okay. Sounds like there might be a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the replacement of the windows with non-frosted sliders. And the approval of the rear unit with a screen to be placed on its right-hand side facing St. Patolph Street, made of non-pressure treated wood, perhaps a cedar or other.
I second.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Great. Okay, Ellen, you're all set. I'll get you an approval letter with a description, and I can help you figure out a screen manner that would be appropriate. So we'll be in touch, okay?
Excellent, thank you so much.
All right, Ellen, take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, so next up we have administrative review, which I just backed out of. Sorry, I guess we don't even need that. All right, we don't need that. So administrative items. So just take a read and let me know if you have any questions or would like to change anything. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Jamie Moore from Renewal by Anderson. I'm just had a question on 15 Durham. On the agenda, it says something about three windows replacing aluminum with aluminum. On our application, that's not what we put. We had eight windows.
Yep, because the other windows are not in our purview and they're therefore exempt.
Okay, so there was four windows in the front, I believe.
Yep.
But on the application, it only says three windows.
Okay.
Looking at
Thanks, Jamie. We can revise that here. So thanks for pointing that out to me.
And also on the application, we're not replacing them with the aluminum windows. We're replacing them with the Anderson Fibrex window. The color will be the same, the bronze to match. Okay.
Okay, that's not a big deal. I can make that adjustment on the record.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify it before you approved anything. So.
Okay, thanks, Jamie. I appreciate that. I apologize for that confusion there. So, Commission, just the record would show that it's Fibrex, which is a composite that we have approved in the past. And I would say they're better than aluminum anyway. I don't see it being a big deal.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. So we'll just have to make an approval with that amendment.
Does it have to be the formal process?
Yeah, so you'll just have to approve with the provisos that 15 Durham Street reflect four windows on the front facade, and the windows are made from Fibrex rather than aluminum clad. So I think I just had a motion.
I motion to approve what you said.
Okay, so that's a first.
Second.
Was that you, Richard?
Yep.
Okay.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Perfect. Okay, so we're all set with that. On to the meeting minutes from the last hearing, which was actually December, believe it or not.
Of which year?
2020. Worst year ever.
I had a question on the minutes. The minutes are fine, but wondered what happened with the subcommittee and the review of 5 Durham. If that's this is the appropriate time to talk about it.
Of course, yeah. So the we remanded the details to Barb as well as Doug. And they went out and took a look at the mock-up for the penthouse, and they thought that the visibility was fine. To my understanding, and Doug and Barb chime in here, it was not visible from Durham Street, and you thought that the dimensions were acceptable. Is that correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
I'd make a motion to approve the minutes.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Perfect. Okay. So we're all set. Staff updates, as I said before, I will get you your training manuals. Justine was kind enough to take a look from a fresh pair of eyes. And also, Justine, do you want to just introduce yourself real quick to the commissioners and tell them a little bit about your background?
Sure. Hi, everyone. As Nick mentioned, my name is Justine Orlando. I am currently a senior project manager at Shawmut Design and Construction here in the city. Before that, I spent most of my career on the masonry side of the industry, which is really where I fell in love with preservation. I'm really excited to be joining the committee here and look forward to working with you all.
Welcome, Justine.
Welcome.
Thank you, Justine. And for everybody, Justine lives in the South End, so she's not too far away. And Justine, Francois, and Barb, and Doug live in St. Batolph. And Richard he's out in the neighborhoods, with me. So we're both the outsiders.
Way out there.
I like to think I'm in South End. I'm more Roxbury, but right on the edge there, so.
Fair enough, yeah. All right, so just a motion to adjourn.
I have a quick question. Just do we now need four people for a quorum?
Three. It's three still three. Four?
Okay.
Yeah. What brings that up?
I was just thinking, how many members do we have now? Six or five?
Six, yeah.
Six, but three still works? Good, okay.
Three still works, yeah. Yeah, so you can call out all the time now, Richard.
Awesome.
See you in a few meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Can we make an motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn. Okay.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. And we are adjourned at 5:42. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next month. And if anyone has any questions in the meantime, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.